So far, 0-0. I'm here with Joaquin.
How are you? It's going to be a good game today. It's already 10 minutes out, and it's still 0-0. One shot by the Penguins and one save by the Lancers. It's going to be a good game. I think we already have an injury here. Finks is coming off for Kaiser. And it looks like they're ready to play.
So far, it's been a good game. It's only 5 minutes, so. We are now in the middle of the field. The Penguins have control of the ball. Klein passing up to Mesa. Mesa trying to get it up to Goldnick. But Mesa controlling the ball on the outside, passing up to Goldnick. Goldnick bringing it back to the midfield to Ivy Torres. Ivy Torres swinging it over, but getting the Lancers getting control. Number 23, Felix. Felix dribbling the ball up, trying to bring it out wide towards number 4. Number 6, Whelan. Whelan crossing into 18, but no touch by either players. Getting control by the Penguins goalie, Tassagno. The goalie going to try to bring it up as far as she can. Up towards midfield, but stopped by the Lancers. Number 23, Felix. Bring it back to the goalie for another punt. This time this punt's a little bit far at half field. Golnick trying to get it. Looks like it was offsides, but no offsides was called. So it'll continue to play. The Lancers dribbling the ball up, passing it to the forwards. The Penguins trying to bring it out. The Penguin back line, number 28, Kaiser trying to bring it up, passing it up towards Dubok on the western side of the field. But number 15, defender shuts, bringing it back to her center mid, number 14, Phillips. The Lancers keeping it in the back, switching sides, dribbling it, bringing it all the way to the side, trying to give a ball to their outside mid. But the ball will be out and be a Penguins throw-in. Pau with the throw-in today. Backline's a little bit different from the last game. Powick with a throw to Golnick. Golnick kicking all the way to half, but the Lancers defense is there, bringing it up to number 23, Felix. Felix trying to dribble through the Penguins defense, unable to. Klein able to bring it up to Golnick. Golnick passing it up to Dubok, who's running down the line. She's unable to get it, so it will be a Lancers throw-in.
I like the way the Dominican Penguins are using Lily Dubok's speed as a form of an attacking option. You saw there that Lauren Golnick just tried making a through ball into open space and have Lily Dubok just run after it and chase after it, and she almost got there, but it just barely got out of bounds.
Will be Lancers throwing. Lancers throwing it in to number 6, Whelan. Whelan dribbling it all through the middle and passing it right down the middle of the 18 to number 23, Felix. Felix unable to get the ball, rolling right towards the goalie for the Penguins. The Penguins goalie will punt it towards the midfield, but number 23, Felix there once again. Oh, no, I'm sorry, number 20, Wahlberg with the header out, and the Penguins bringing it back up towards Dubok. Dubok pressuring number 15 of the Eagles, shuts. Having to kick it out. Good pressure by Dubok, and it will be a Penguins throw-in.
I like how number 15, Courtney Schutz, used her body against Lily Dubok's speed to hold her back and to not let her get the ball.
And there was a sub for the Penguins. Number 13, Finks is back on the field. Kaiser coming out. Finks with a throw-in to Ivy Torres. Torres trying to bring it back to Klein. Klein unable to control it. So the Lancers will kick it out. Bringing it up towards the middle. The Lancers trying to bring it up to their forward, number 23, Felix. But Felix is unable to control it, so Finks will now bring it up the middle, passing it to Mesa. Mesa trying to turn around and volley it, unable to do so, going on the western side. The Lancers now with the ball, kicking it up towards the 18, but no one able to run after the ball. So it will be Tassano's kick. We're here at Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, at the women's soccer game. Tassano with the kick up towards midfield. Both the Penguins and the Lancers try to get control of it. But it will be a foul on the Penguins and be a Lancers kick. Clark will be taking this kick. I believe the first kick, first foul on the Penguins. Let's see how far and able the Lancers are to taking these kicks. The Lancers getting the ball a little bit too far into the 18, bouncing out, and it will be a Penguins goal kick. Goal kick for the Penguins. Hopefully this can get far out towards the midfield. It's a little bit short, but the Penguins, Meza on the ball, heading it up towards Dubok. Dubok trying to get ahead on it, but fouled by number 15, Schutz. Powick with the side kick towards Owens. Owens kicking it up to the 18 towards Golnick. Golnick bringing it all the way back to Stolz near the half. Stolz making a nice move, beating number 16, California Baptist Lancers, Kaiserton. The Penguins trying to bring it up towards Torres. Torres having a little bit of a 50-50 battle with the Cal Baptist Lancers, but it will be a foul on the Penguins and a Cal Baptist kick. A short kick for the Cal Baptist Lancers, bringing it outside, trying to bring it down the line, unable to do so. Powick taking control, kicking it up down the line, but towards the Lancers. Lancers trying to swing it back and bringing it up the line once again, but will go out and be a Dominican ball.
The Dominican Penguins are looking a lot more confident, a lot more energized than they did last game, which they played against Concordia Irvine and lost 2-1 in just overtime. When it was just an unlucky ball, they had a little counterattack, and they left their man unmarked, and she just scored with a nice little finish at the bottom right. Hopefully they can get a win this time instead of getting that unlucky loss, but it's up to the Sar gods.
Lancers with a throw in towards the 18, unable to control it, so the Penguins will now control it, dribbling up the middle. Meza kicking up towards Golnick and Owens, but rolling right down the 18 to the Cal Baptist Lancers goalie. Goalie with a punt, a pretty good punt towards the middle. Torres with a header back towards the Lancers goal, but the Lancers take control, bringing it up to number 23, Felix. Felix controlling it and trying to bring it towards the middle to number 12, Martinez. But Martinez being high pressured by Torres, but Torres causing a foul. So it will be a Lancers free kick.
It's a beautiful day for soccer. It's nice and nice and hot, and barely any clouds up in the sky. It's nice and hot on the turf. It's going to be a little hotter, so we got to conserve these women's energies. And it is still 0-0 with 10 minutes, with 20 minutes gone, actually.
A kick by the Lancers into the 18. It was a good ball towards one of the offending players for the Lancers. Lancers trying to get a touch on it, but volleying it right over the goal. So it will be a Penguins goal kick. The Lancers end. The Penguins pushing up, getting ready for the kick. The kick very short, leading for a 50-50 for Stoll and number 23, Felix. But Finks on the ball, controlling it, getting up to Golnick. Golnick passing it all the way to Dubok. Dubok running up the ball, but number 14, Phillips on it, controlling it. Dubok continuing to push her back. But number 14, Phillips bringing it back to the center defender, who swings it over to the side to number 9, Rocket. Rocket dribbling down the line, trying to get it up to her outside mid. Number eat Cousins. Cousins unable to get it, but pressuring pressuring Powick, leading her to kick the ball out. So it will be a Cal Baptist Lancers throw-in. A throw-in for Cal Baptist. Not the same kind of throws we saw on Thursday, though.
Yeah, no, on Thursday you saw the little spin moves, the little flip that that makes the ball go, just swing across into the penalty box.
A throw-in leading to a little bit of a scrum in the 18, but the Penguins able to bring it out. DeGee bringing it all the way up towards the 18, passing it to Golnick. Golnick unable to control it or get a touch on it, and number 14 of Cal Baptist Lancers, Phillips, kicking it out. And it will be a Penguin throw-in by number 8, Owens. Owens throwing it to Golnick. Golnick bringing it back to number 3, Meza. Meza unable to get control on it and pushing over a Lancer player, number 6, Whelan. So it will be a Baptist free kick. Free kick. So far, a lot of fouls up here. Not dirty ones so far, though, so it'll be okay. A kick by Baptist, Cal Baptist Lancers, up towards the middle of the field, but deflected off one of the Penguins, so it'll be a Cal Baptist throw-in. A throw-in towards number 23, Felix. Felix trying to get it, headering it up, so it's up in the air. Tor's getting a little bit of a touch on it, but kicking it out, so it will be another Lancers throw-in.
You know, so far I don't have a sense of possession here. They've just been kicking the ball between themselves and just going like kickball between one half to the other side and back and forth. And it's both teams need to realize that they need to keep possession and to start making passes and start making to get a rhythm going, to get a flow going in the game, or else it's just going to die down and be a little boring game, you know, going back and forth between teams.
And a ball out by the Penguins, kicking it up, number 17 of Cal Baptist. Clark trying to get control of it, but it's already out, so it will be a Lancers throw-in near the half. Number 17, Clark throwing it into number 16, Kaiserton. Swinging it all the way out wide to number 6, Whelan. Deflected out by Powick, so it will be Lancers throw-in for Cousin. Cousin, pretty long throw into the 18 towards the Lancers forwards, but it will bounce into the 18 and be collected by Tisano. Tisano throwing out to Finks towards the middle. Finks bringing it out wide to Stoll. Stoll playing with the ball a little bit, but swinging it all the way to the other side towards Owens. Owens getting the ball, a little bit of a touch too far, but still controlling it and bringing it up, trying to pass to Dubock, but the Lancers defense getting in front of it. Number 6, Whelan. Whelan trying to bring it towards the middle, but Finks able to control it in the middle and swinging it all the way out wide. But number 17, Clark getting a touch on it. Clark bringing it towards the middle, but kicked out by number 12, Martinez.
These two teams are very equal. California Baptist University Lancers have their record as 1-4-1 and 1-0 from Pac West. And the Dominican Penguins are 0-5-1 with one loss in the Pac West. Very even teams, only the Lancers have only won one game in the Pac West, and the Dominican Penguins have lost only one, so it's very even, very equal. It's going to be an interesting game here today.
The Penguins now controlling the ball in the back. Klein passing it back to Stolz, who's swinging it over to Powick. Powick dribbling it a little bit, but continuing to swing the ball out wide to Owens. Owens trying to get round one of the Baptist players, able to do so, kicking up towards Dubock. Dubock not able to get a touch on it, and the Lancers bringing it out wide to number 17, Clark. Clark swinging out loud, out wide, bringing it back to number 15, Schutz trying to get it up, but the Penguins still getting on it once again. The Penguins trying to get it up to Dubok. Dubok getting a little of a nudge and a head by number 15. Schutz bringing it towards the middle and bring the ball out wide. You're listening to the NCAA Division II Penguin Soccer on radio.dominican.edu. I'm your host, Lexi Schumacher, alongside my trusty sidekick, Joaquin Cordero. Glad you've joined us today. And it will be now a corner kick for the Lancers. Trying to swing it in. The Penguins and the Lancers now in the 18. Trying to get a head either into the goal or head out. A corner right down the middle. Perfect positioning. But a head by the Penguins out. Not all the way out. So number 23 with a shot. And a bit of a mess right there trying to get the ball out. And shots by the Lancers. But the Penguins able to do so. Kicking it out towards Dubok. Dubok not able to control the ball. Running out. So it will be a Lancers throw in.
The Penguins had a little bit of a hard time clearing the ball. And they have to realize if they don't clear the ball right away and far away from their goal and the danger spot, then something dangerous could happen and a mistake could be made that will lead to a goal.
Klein with a clearance out, a slide into the ball, clearing it out, going out. So it will be Lancers throwing down the line towards number 23, Felix. Felix trying to get around Finks. Stumbling over herself. Finks trying to get the ball out. Getting it towards Dubok. Dubok able to get it all the way up near the half towards Golnick. Golnick passing it back out wide to Dubok. Dubok bringing the ball up. Tripping a little bit on the ball. Still has control of the ball. Swinging it back to Danielle Finks. Finks passing the ball to Golnick. But Golnick will be offsides. First offsides of the game. That was a lot of good control right there, Joaquin.
It was a lot of possession, a lot of passing. They passed through the Lancers defense and the Lancers players, and the Dominican players have learned a little bit of patience. They don't just keep attacking all the time. They look back and open the field up. They swing it across the defense to get another perspective on the play and see what other options they have that are available.
A free kick for the Lancers, but kicking it right towards the Penguins' defense. Still kicking it up near the midfield to Dubok. Dubok unable to get it out wide to Finks. Rolling out, so it will be Lancers' throw-in, number 17, with a throw-in towards 16, Kaiserson. Kaiserson swinging it all the way back to the back line near the midfield, number 14, Phillips. Phillips bringing it out wide to number 6. Wheelon dribbling it up the ball. Bringing it out wide, trying to get around around the Penguins, able to get around Powick, not able to get around Klein, but 6, Wheelon had control for a while, but Torres able to get a touch on it, trying to swing it up to Dubok near the midfield, but the Lancers able to bring it up towards number 17, Clark swinging it out to number 23, Felix trying to get a shot off, slow shot. Tassagno able to get a touch on it, and Klein able to clear it out towards Golnick. Golnick able to bring it up to Dubok, passing it up, but the defense for the Lancers able to clear it, but causing a throw-in for the Penguins. Penguins throwing it up, bringing it towards Golnick. Golnick's passing it up to Meza, but a ball in the air, so Meza's unable to control it, kicking it back to the Lancers' back line, number 17, Clark. Clark dribbling it and bringing it out wide to 23. Felix, who's unable to control it. A little bit of a miscommunication, I think. And leading to a Penguins throw-in. Throw-in by Stoll. Stoll hopefully able to bring this ball up. Stoll throwing it up the line to number 13, Finks. Finks following the ball up to Dubok, making a run down the line. Causing number 14, Phillips, to have to kick it out, and it will be a corner kick for the Penguins.
There you saw the Penguins once again kicking the ball up in the Lancers' half, and just having Lily Dubok just go up and chase it because she's everywhere on the field. She will chase that ball until it goes out, until she gets knocked on the ground, one or the other.
Golnick with a cross in towards the far post. a little bit of a head out by the Lancers, but not a good enough clearance. So Owens with a kick back into the 18. Far side, the goalie able to control it and bringing it out to number 20, Wahlberg. Wahlberg trying to get it to player number 16. 16 able to control it, trying to get the ball out to Whelan, but Owens getting in front of it, passing the ball out wide to Finks. Finks passing it to the middle. Meza having to pass back to Stoll. Stoll swinging all the way. Oh, Dadji having the ball, swinging out wide to Stoll. Stoll trying to kick it up, but 23 of Cal Baptist getting a touch on it, leading to the Penguins' loss of possession. And now number 6 for the Lancers. Whelan getting control in the middle, bringing out wide to number 8, Cousins. Cousins getting a cross off in front of the goal. No one getting a touch on it, except Stoll able to get the ball and kick it out.
There you saw Tassano completely misjudging the ball and the ball's location. She completely whiffed the ball, and that could have been dangerous if a Lancer player was right there. She could have just touched it in, finessed it in. But the Penguins got lucky right there, and now it's out for a corner.
And it will be a sub for the Cal Baptist Lancers. Nishimara, number 19, coming in for number 16, Justine Kaiser, Keister-Sun. And it will be a throw-in for the Penguins.
Also, remember, the Penguin men are scheduled to take the field at 2:30 today as part of our soccer doubleheader. So you want to keep it tuned in all day for tons of soccer action only on Penguin Radio here at radio.dominican.edu.
We are now with only 18 minutes left in this half. Still 0-0. Shots very low for both the Penguins and the Lancers. Penguins one shot, Lancers two shots. And right now it is a Lancers throw-in. Throw-in towards number 20 in the middle, who swings it out wide to number 6, Whelan. Whelan passing it out wide, trying to dribble it up, keeping control. The Lancers trying to bring it up, but Meza getting in front of it, passing into Dubok. Dubok running down the middle towards the half line, trying to get around number 17, Clark. Clark able to tackle in, causing the ball to go out towards Nishimara. Nishimara passing it towards the middle of the field, towards number 6, Whelan. Whelan able to complete the switch over to number 8, Cousins. Cousins dribbling it towards the front of the 18s, towards the middle, towards Nishimara. Nishimara still in control, bringing it back towards number 23, Felix, who swings it out wide to number 17, Clark. Clark getting the trying to get the cross off, but Stoll able to get in front of it, touching it out towards Torres. Torres running down the line, but swinging it back towards the middle where Meza is. Meza keeping control of the ball. Meza trying to get the ball to Finks. Finks unable to control that ball, leading to number 23, Felix, getting control of the ball, dribbling it up towards the middle of the field, trying to get it to swing out wide, but still able to get in front of it. Passing to the Golnick. Golnick trying to get the Torres on the outside, but lack of communication, so the ball will be out and be a Penguins throw-in. There will be a sub for the Penguins. Golnick coming out, Kaiser coming in, Ivy Torres coming out, and Lena Miller, number 20, coming in. A little bit of fresh legs. Hopefully this will change up the game. 16 minutes left. Get a goal in there.
Remember that today's match is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California, right here on Penguin Radio. Our faculty advisor is Stuart Horn, and our department chair is Brad Van Alstine. We hope you're enjoying today's broadcast.
A Lancers throw in for number 17, throwing it in towards number 23, Felix, but Felix getting pressured by Klein. Klein unable to get possession of the ball. Number 12, Martinez, swinging it out wide to number 8, Cousins. Cousins trying to cross it in, but Owens right on her, able to get her to depossess the ball, causing for a goal kick for the Penguins. Penguins will now take the goal kick, getting it up towards midfield, a little bit short towards Finks. Finks unable to control it and up in the air, so the Lancers will get control. Number 17, Clark dribbling down the line, but Lena Miller, number 20, able to get in front of her and being fouled by number 17, Clark. So it will be a Penguins kick.
Lena Miller, there's a great example of a person or a player who's using her body to control the outcome of the play. She used her body to guard the ball and not let the opponent get the ball, and she got the foul because of that.
Powick with the kick, trying to get it up to the 18, a little bit short, but the Lancers defense heading it out wide towards Finks, and it will be a throw-in for the Penguins. Penguins throwing it into Meza. Meza getting a kick into the 18, and Kaiser trying to get control of the ball in the 18, unable to do so, but causing number 14, the Cal Baptist Lancers, Phillips, to kick it out for a corner. Powick will be taking this corner. It'll be a powerful corner. Hopefully the Penguins can get ahead on this. Penguins and the Lancers now in the 18 in front of the goal, getting ready for this kick. Powick with a kick far wide and a little bit low in front of the 18. The Penguins unable to get it, and the Lancers able to bring it out towards number 19, who is all by herself. Just number 19, unable to control it, still running all the way back to get in front of her, kicking it out. Good defense by Stoll right there, trying to bring it out.
Honestly, what a hustle back by Stoll. She, number 19, had a breakaway with only one or two defenders near her. Stoll just came out of nowhere and depossessed number 19. Nishimura, she got dispossessed, and Stoll got it out of bounds, or cleared it out, and now we're back into play.
A sub for the Cal Baptist Lancers, number 12, Martinez coming out, and number 9, Sydney Rocket coming in. A throw-in for the Lancers towards number 7, Anderson. Anderson trying to bring it up. Penguins, Powick kicking it out, causing a throw-in for the Lancers. It seems to be a lot of Lancer ball on the eastern side of the field. We're here on the western side. And a great throw-in by the Lancers into the 18, but neither team able to get control of it. But Finks able to kick it out towards Meza. Meza, once again, not able to control it. And the Lancers getting a touch on it and causing it to go out. And it will be a throw-in for the Penguins. Penguins, number 14, Finks, kicking it up towards Dubok, who is up the field near the 18. Dubok not able to get control, but pressuring the Lancers' defense, causing her to kick it out, but deflection by Dubok. Good pressuring by Dubok in the front.
Once again, you see the Penguins' strategy. Just kick it up to Dubok and let her chase after it. She has the speed, she has the power, and she can finish.
Dubok now, once again, with the ball, trying to get the ball to Meza. Getting depossessed, but Dubok getting the ball on it, passing about to Klein. Klein switching over to the western side, where Stoll is. Stoll bringing towards the middle, toward Danji. Danji beating number 20, trying to get it up to Finks. Unable to get it to Finks, causing the Lancers' back line. Number 17, Clark, to kick it out. And it will be a throw-in near the corner. Finks with a throw-in towards Miller. Miller trying to get control of it, but being fouled by Cal Baptist. A little bit of, a push in the back by number 20. Wahlberg pushing Lena, number 21. So it will be a ball for the Penguins. Powick with another kick.
This is a dangerous free kick with Lena Miller and Dubok in the middle, even though they have Kayla Carlson, number 20, one of their biggest players on the field, they can still make this free kick a very dangerous threat to the Lancers.
Powick still waiting for the ball. A little bit of miscommunication, running a little bit too soon. But she's able to kick it into the top of the 18. But number 9, Rocket, able to head it out towards the outside to number 19, Nishimara, who's able to get control of it. But Danji right behind her, kicking it out with, I believe, a deflection off of Nishimara for a Penguin throw-in. Penguins throwing it towards the middle where Meza is. Meza hitting it up, flicking it on to Dubok. Dubok not able to get control, so number 17, Clark, kicking it up the field, but right back to the Penguins line. Penguins line able to bring it up towards Kaiser. Kaiser bringing it up towards Dubok. Dubok not able to control it, and the number 17, Clark, kicking it out, causing a Penguin throw-in. Penguins throwing about to Stoll. Stoll swinging back to Danji. Danji trying to kick it up to Dubok, but will be intercepted by number 17, Clark, once again, heading it out for Penguins throw-in. Penguins throwing it towards Dubok. Dubok with a little bit of flick, not able to get to Lena Miller. So number 15 shuts, kicking it towards the front. But the Penguins, Danji, getting in front of it, kicking it up, neither team with possession. Miller and number 23, Felix, having a bit of a 50-50, but the Lancers able to get control, bringing it up to Nishimara, who tries to swing it out wide to number 8, Cousins. Cousins unable to get a touch on it, so the ball runs out for Penguins throw-in.
What I have noticed is that this back line with Daji and Stoll, even though they're freshmen, they're very confident with the ball. They play around with them in the back. They hustle back and they don't get nervous when there's pressure on them. They keep their cool and they make the best option, and they make the best play.
And the Penguins now with control of the ball near the midfield. Meza on the ball, trying to swing it in the middle, but dribbling it up, swinging the ball up to number 14, Campbell. Campbell not getting a touch on it, and number 17, Clark, swinging it back up the line to number 8, Cousins. Cousins trying to dribble down the line, but Penguins defense right there. Lena getting control, trying to swing it out to number 14, Campbell. Campbell unable to do so, hitting number 17, Clark, right in the chest, a little bit losing her breath right there.
Yeah, that's a bummer if it's a powerful ball and you're trying to just trap it down chested, it's going to bounce off, and if it hits you in the sternum, it is for sure going to leave you a little winded, a little bit tired and knocked out.
Also, a sub happened a couple minutes ago. Number 20, Carlson, is now in, and number 14, Campbell, in. Carlson, hopefully able to get those balls if we get a couple more corners and a couple dangerous free kicks.
Yeah, she's the target. She's the target man. Whoever's in the, if there's a free kick or a set piece anywhere near the 18-yard box, Carlson is there, and so is Stoll and Daji there for the and also Lena Miller there for the headers and for the height and for the power also. They need the strength to move around the Lancer players just in case, and a header the ball in.
And a little bit of breather for both teams, able to get water for both teams, and it will be a 50-50 ball, or a 50-50 throw. So the Penguins kicking it all the way back to the Lancers goalie, Bido. Bido had control, punting it up, but the Lancers able to control it. And the Penguins trying to bring it up on the side. Number 14, Campbell. Campbell with number 17, Clark, all over her back, causing it to go out and be a Penguin throw-in. The Penguins with another throw-in. Meza throwing it into Carlson, who's on the outside near the corner, trying to get around number 17, Clark, passing it back towards Meza, who's in front of the 18, who passes up to Kaiser, who's inside the six box. Kaiser unable to bring it out towards number 14, Campbell, who could cross it in, but getting a deflection off the Lancers, causing a corner for the Penguins. Powick with another corner. Now we do have Carlson in, and Miller. Hopefully it'll be high and wide, or high and outside. A good ball in by Powick. Powick hitting it in, but the Lancers Penguins unable to get the ball. Lancers bringing it up towards Nishimara. Nishimara dribbling the ball down, stripping number 25, Danji, but not able to get around Stoll. Once again, a good hustle by Stoll trying to get it in. I believe it is a foul somewhere. Stoll, I guess a foul by Stoll or maybe Danji, right in front of the 18. I'm not really sure who fouled who. I think it might have been Stoll, might have got the leg before the ball, but she did stop the ball.
The coaching staff of the Lancers, head coach Kristen St. Clair and assistant coach Seth Taylor are complaining to the AR about the decisions and the calls that both the AR and the central ref are making.
And it will be a kick by number 24, Lakey. Nope. Number 9, Rocket, trying to get the ball off, but the Penguins' wall able to get a touch on it. Not a great clearance by them, so Nishimara takes a shot, but it will go over and be a Penguins goal kick.
The Lancers, obviously, it seemed as though they had practiced that free kick over and over and over again. Just the execution on the actual free kick was not the best. It was on the ground, and it just had no placement and no power.
The goalie trying to kick it out, but the Lancers getting control of the ball, bringing it towards Nishimara. Nishimara with a shot again, but still right in front of it. Leading it to go in towards the middle with number 9, Rocket, swinging out wide to number 8, Cousins. Cousins trying to get around the Penguins' defense, getting a deflection off Powick. So it will be a Lancers throw in near the corner, or it will be a corner. I believe it's a corner. A corner for the Lancers. The Penguins and the Lancers at the top of the 18. Not too close to the goal, actually. Kind of far away from the goal. And a kick near post. And the Penguins and the Lancers trying to head it in. The Lancers getting control in front of the 18. Giving it to number 23, Felix, who tries to bring it up to Nishimara. But the Penguins, Klein and Danji, able to get it out. Not too far out, but out enough that they don't have control of the ball, and it'll be a throw-in for the Lancers. Lancers throwing it into number 17, Clark. Clark crossing it right in front of the 18 to number 7, Anderson. Anderson unbalanced, being a little bit nudged by Kaiser, so the shot is not able to get right on goal, and it will go out wide and be a goal kick for the Penguins. A sub for the Penguins. Number 3, Mesa coming out, and number 17, Cynthia Smith coming in.
The Penguins are probably giving Mariah Mazur, their top scorer, a break, a little rest for her legs so she can get back and full force and be the best she can be. Cynthia Smith, a freshman, actually a junior, a transfer junior, ready to fill in the shoes of Mariah Mazur, the sophomore.
And once again, it's a foul by the Penguins, by Penguins number 6, Katrina Klein, a little bit outside of the 18. Once again, another dangerous spot for a free kick. Once again, I think the Cal Baptist Lancers are going to do their trick.
Let's see if they try it.
3 of them right now. Not sure who's going to kick it. I guess it will be number 24, Lakey. Lakey hitting it right over. I think their play is a little bit too slow.
Yeah, in my opinion, I feel like if you already tried it once, don't try it a second time, because obviously the Penguins realized what they were doing and stayed calm and didn't jump in front in time. But this execution of the kick was a lot better. It was actually in the air, had some power. It was just a little too powerful.
The Penguins goalie trying to kick it out, but once again, the Lancers getting control of it, swinging it out wide to number 24, Lakey. Lakey trying to cross it right in front of the goal, but it goes out, and it will be a goal kick for the Penguins. Pawlik taking the goal kick this time, hopefully getting it closer to the half line. She kicks it up towards the half line, a little bit short, and number 20, Wahlberg, getting a touch on it, bringing it out wide to 17-17, and Cynthia Taylor fighting for the ball, causing it to go out, and I believe it will be a Lancers throw-in. I'm not sure who really touched that ball right there.
I think it is Lancers throw-in right here with Clark throwing it in.
Clark throwing it in to Nishimara, but Klein right on the back of her, getting the ball, swinging it back to Stoll. Stoll trying to bring it up, but number 26, Carrillo, getting control of it, dribbling it towards the middle, trying to pass it to number 7, Anderson, but Kaiser getting a touch on it, swinging it back out wide to Owens. Owens bringing it out wide to Kaiser. Kaiser running the ball down, slowing it down, not crossing it towards the middle, but no one is there, but it will be headed on by 14, Phillips, all the way out wide to number 14, Campbell. Campbell swinging it out to Cynthia Smith, who's out near the corner, trying to cross it in, getting a deflection off the Lancers towards Campbell. Campbell trying to dribble it in or get across. So both defenders, number 19 and 20, trying to get touch on it, but it will go out for a corner kick for the Penguins. Pawlik once again with the ball, hitting it far, post, and high towards Owens, who's outside the 18, swinging it back to Klein. Klein trying to get a shot. Klein with a shot out of the 18, and Klein with a goal, getting it right over the goalie's hands. It is now 1-0 Penguins.
What a shot with less than 10 seconds left. That corner kick was crucial. Stephanie Pawlik hit it in. It was a good ball. It got cleared out. Stephanie Owens passed it into the middle and right in front of the 18-yard box. She took a shot. Even if it wasn't that powerful, it was a lob. It was there. It kept going, and then it just dipped right underneath, right over the goalkeeper's hands. And it was a great. It was a phenomenal shot. Sensational.
So it will be a kick for the Eagles, but with only 6 seconds left, they swing it out wide to Nishimara, but let it roll out, and that will be the end of the first half for the women's soccer game versus Cal Baptist Lancers. 1-0 Penguins.
What an ending to this first half. It was an exciting first half. Not a lot of shots, with 2 shots by the Penguins and 6 shots by the Lancers, but only 1 save by the Dominican Penguins. It was a nail biter for sure. And with that last goal, with that late goal, it'll give the Lady Penguins a good morale boost, a good energy boost for starting the second half.
That crucial getting the last 10 seconds of the game, first half, it changes the second half a lot. The mentality going into the second half is you have that lead, but you also know you need to keep the lead.
They have to go into this game, into the second half, thinking 0-0. They can't think that, oh, we're up by one. We can calm ourselves down. We can, you know, just chill out for a second. But no, you have to keep up the intensity. You have to keep up everything has to be the same. And you have to think of it as a 0-0, 0-0 win.
I think overall the game at first was high intensity. It slowed down a little bit, but it got back to that high intensity for both sides. A little bit of a not too much possession for a while. It was a lot of kicking back and forth, kicking it up. One side's defense trying to bring it back up. No control. But eventually we got it up where we needed to be.
And we got that goal, that crucial goal.
I believe that we need to be careful with the fouls right in front of the 18. Those are very dangerous. I'm not going to say we should foul people, but being players, both of us playing.
Strategically, if it's a strategic move, you got to make the foul. I understand.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit sooner up, so it's not as close, but sometimes you got to do what you got to do as a defender and hit it out. But I do think we talked about Stoll and Danji in the back line.
Very
freshmen,
confident, yeah.
They're confident. They're still making those runs back after corner kicks, getting in front of her. That speed is unbelievable.
Yeah, Stoll, she runs up the right side, the flank, all the way up, and then when her team loses the ball, she hustles all the way back into the defense and gets that and controls it and gets the back line all organized.
It's impressive and important. She knows as a defender she needs to get back. She doesn't want a goal, and it may not be her fault necessarily that the goal happens, but she knows as a defender that she needs to run back and get there.
Now, I'm actually very curious as to how Kelly Coffey's going to handle Tassano, and is he going to switch him half, or is he going to keep Tassano in? Because for me, she's been doing a phenomenal job. Even though she's had a couple iffy calls, she still has been very solid in the goal, and she hasn't let anything in.
Her confidence level this game, I think, is much higher. Last game, she had a lot more calls where she wasn't confident when she came after the ball and coming out. So it was miscommunication between her and the defenders. So I think that was a good sub last game. This game, I'm not very sure. I think she's having a good game today, and I think it might screw up a little bit if she's taken out. But we'll see what Kelly does.
And now for the second half, we want to see possession. I still want to see possession. I still want to see passing, so we can weave through the Lancers' players, get more shots on goal, test the goalkeeper, because the goalkeeper hasn't been tested. She's only been tested twice, and only one has been saved. But it's still been a great shot, a great game, and we'll see you back here for the second half. Once again, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and the official home of the men and women's soccer program here. You're listening to Penguin Radio with Lexi Schumacher as the play-by-play, and me, Joaquin Cordero, as the call commentator. Join us in about nine minutes, and please stay with us. I hope everyone is still tuned in for the Dominican women's soccer game against California Baptist University Lancers. It's 1-0 at the half with 3 minutes left till the second half starts. Exciting game. Stay tuned here at Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, the official home of Dominican Penguin Soccer. Please stay tuned.
Hello, thank you for tuning in still to the Dominican's Penguins women's soccer game versus Cal Baptist Lancers. We're here a minute before the half begins, both the Penguins and the Lancers getting ready in their huddles, cheering. And the Penguins still up 1-0.
What a first half, and hopefully an even better second half here with the intensity risen. Hopefully the Lancers come back ready to fight and ready to get that equalizer, maybe come back and get a win. And the Dominican Penguins need to keep up the defense. Don't let the defense don't lack on the defense. Just keep going for it, keep it up, and don't let any balls through. Other than that, it should be a good half.
And it looks like a similar lineup for both teams. Meza on the field, Dubak on the field, Torres, Klein, Golnick, and the back line similar. Stoll on the outside, Owens on the outside, and the middle defenders are Powick and Dagji. But it will start off with the Lancers kicking it off for this half, and a similar lineup for the Lancers as well. Lancers starting the half off, kicking it towards the back line, towards Stoll. Stoll controlling it and dribbling it up towards the middle. Not able, losing control, kicking it towards one of the Lancers players, number 16, Kesterson. Kesterson unable to control it, causing for Penguins free kick. Right now, the Penguins are on the south side of the field and the Lancers on the northern side of the field. Penguins going towards the north goal and the Lancers going towards the south goal. We are here on the western side of the field today, and now the ball is on the eastern side for the Lancers with a throw in towards the back line, trying to bring it out to the outside, but the Lancers are all over the ball, causing it to go out. Kaiser touching it out a little bit. And Lancer's throw it. Lancer's throwing it in towards number 16. Kaiserson kicking it towards Meza. Meza swinging out wide towards Stoll. Stoll swinging it into the inside towards Deji. Deji able to touch it past one of the Lancers, kicking it up towards Dubok. Dubok making a run, trying to get the ball, still continuing to run, but the Lancer swinging out wide to number 9. Rocket. Rocket swinging it into the inside towards number 20. Wahlberg swinging it back to the back line, who swinging it outside towards the western side of the field to number 8. 8 bringing it towards the middle, swinging it outside to number 16. Kaiserton, who swings it outside to number 9. Rocket trying to get it into the 18, but the Penguins stepping in front of it, kicking it out. It will be a throw-in for the Lancers. Number 9, Rocket throwing it pretty far into the top of the 18, but Owens trying to head it out towards Meza. Meza having number 6 wheeling all over her back, so it will be a free kick for the Penguins.
The Penguins wearing their original uniform with white shirt with black stripes and black sleeves and white shorts with white socks, everything white and black like the Penguins they are. And the Lancers are wearing all blue with gold stripes on them, and it's gonna be it's a good differential of uniforms, both very good.
A bit of a fight up on top of the 18 between Golnick and number 20, Wahlberg, but it will be a foul on Golnick on number 20 and be a free kick for the Lancers. We're here at Radio Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. It is only 5 minutes into the game, and it's still 1-0 Penguins. Powick trying to get in front of the ball, but shuts of the Lancers able to get in front of it, kicking it out. And it will be a throw-in for the Penguins on the western side. Owens with a throw-in towards Klein. Klein heading it towards Ivy. Ivy chopping it back towards Owens. Owens giving it back to Ivy, who swings it in the middle where Klein is. Klein swinging it back to Owens. Owens still with control of the ball, trying to get it up, but being pressured by the Lancers' Cousins and Rocket, causing her to kick it out. Rocket will throw it in towards Whelan. Whelan unable to head it to her player, heading it in the middle towards Meza. Meza swinging it back towards the middle towards Danji. Danji swinging it out like the Stoll. Stoll kicking it up towards Dubok, but I believe Stoll was unable to control it and keep it in to play, so it will be out on the eastern side of the field and be a throw-in for the Lancers.
Here's an interesting move by head coach Kelly Copp for the Dominican Penguins. He put Mariah Meza, one of their best attackers and fastest players, and one who scores the most. They put her in at midfield, and they put Lily Dubok and Lauren Golnick up top. Maybe they want to create some more attacking and get more attacking plays in there to try to get more goals and whatnot.
The ball is on the north side of the field in the back line for the Lancers. Phillips swinging it out wide to Rocket. Rocket trying to bring it up on the eastern side, unable to do so where Stoll is. Stoll kicking it up towards Dubok and Golnick. Golnick trying to do a little bit of flick back towards Dubok. Dubok trying to swing it out wide to, I believe, Kaiser. Finks. Finks unable to control it. And the Lancers bringing it up towards the middle. Cousins swinging out wide towards Rocket. Rocket dribbling it right now and crossing it into the top of the 18, but still getting ahead on it, and a little bit of a flick by Finks, but Lakey trying to get a shot off of that, but it will go wide and be a goal kick for the Penguins. Tassano is still in the goal. Surprise, not surprised. I'm glad she's still in.
Very high intensity first 5 minutes. Been back and forth still, but still solid everything. The passing is getting a little better from both teams. The communication, the flow, the rhythm, it's all there. All we need to see is a goal, and who wants it more? Who's willing to fight for the goal more?
And it will be controlled by the Lancers right now, but they're unable to keep that control. And Fink's kicking it out wide towards Dubac. Dubac bringing it back to Golnick. Golnick swinging out wide to Dubac. Dubac making a nice run down the side, trying to get around the defense for the Lancers. Dubac still in control of the ball, swinging it back outside of the 18 towards Finks, who swings it into the top of the 18 towards Meza. Meza not able to get control of it. The Lancers trying to kick it out, but bringing it back towards Finks, who tries to once again get control of the ball, but it's a little in the air right now, so she was unable to do so, trying to kick it back towards the goal.
What a run by Lily Dubac. Once again, she's showing her speed and her commitment, her perseverance. She kept running after the ball. She lost it, but she regained it and passed it back to Finks, and the play was continued.
The ball with the Penguins right now. Goalie having the ball, punting it up past the midfield this time, but Clark getting in front of it, hitting it back to the Penguins back line, who tries to get it up to Meza, who's in the middle, but unable to do so. So the ball goes back to the back line for the Lancers. Phillips swinging out wide to Wheelon. Wheelon bringing it up to Nishimara. She tries to dribble down the line, but still, once again, getting a little bit of a tackle in there, causing it to go out for Lancers throw in. Throwing it in to number 6, Wheelon. Wheelon trying to swing into the midfield, but still, once again, getting it up towards the midfield to Torres. Torres passing it to Meza. Meza swinging out wide towards Dubac. Dubac is making an amazing run, and across in towards Golnick. Golnick trying to get ahead on it and getting over towards Meza, who gets a touch on it, getting it right into the goal. What an amazing cross by Dubac. Amazing run. And it will be a goal for the Penguins. It will be 2-0 for the Penguins. Another goal. A goal by Meza and an assist by Dubac.
What have I been saying about Dubac's entire game? If you use her speed and her perseverance and her energy and her strength, she is a powerhouse in the forward. And once again, Meza right there at the right place at the right time. She's there to take that deflection and that cross into the goal. Post in, great, great finish by Meza, great play by Dubac.
And the Penguins now in control of the ball after this restart of the game. But it will be a foul on Golnick, number 9. On number 8, Cousins, getting a little bit of kick by Golnick. I don't think it was intentional, but it will still be a kick for the Lancers. Clark will be taking this kick. The Penguins and the Lancers are in front of the 18. Getting ready for this ball in by Clark. Clark getting the top of the 18. A little bit of a head by Torres. Torres hitting a little bit back towards, I believe, DeGraw. Unable to get anything out of that kick. And it will be a goal kick for the Penguins.
It seems as though the Lancers came on to this in this half with energy, intensity, and all that. But once this goal came in, they just dropped their heads and are now struggling to fight on to keep this game alive.
And the Penguins bringing it up the field on the eastern side near the half for a throw-in. Fink's throwing it into Meza. Meza getting a touch on it, trying to swing it out wide once again to Dubac. The Lancers back line getting a touch on it. Not a good enough clearance, so it will go out and be a Penguins throw-in. Penguins throwing it back towards the middle towards Klein, who swings it back to Stoll. Stoll hitting a ball towards the 18, but it will be offsides on both, I believe, Torres and Golnick. And it will be a Lancers kick.
It'll also be interesting to see if the Penguins start wasting time and start taking the time and calming themselves down and playing the ball, swinging across the middle just to get the time, just to get the clock running and get the time down.
Kick by Clark towards Golnick and Anderson. Anderson hitting it back and defense for the Lancers, bringing it, swinging out wide to Cousins. Cousins trying to get a cross up, but Owens getting a touch on that cross for a corner, and it will be a corner for the Lancers and also a sub for the Lancers. Number 26, Angelica Carrillo will be coming in for number 16, Justine Kesserton. The Penguins and the Lancers very high up on the 18 right now, far near the eastern side of the 18, running in towards the box. It is a far kick to the far side. A little bit of a touch by the Eagles, not a good enough touch, rolling towards the line, and it will be going out and be a Penguins throw-in. We're 2-0 right now. The Penguins are up 2-0. 32 minutes here at Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. The Penguins and the Lancers, a bit of a 50-50 right there between Klein and Anderson. Klein getting a little bit of a touch on it, but hitting it out. A throw in. Clark will be taking this throw, throwing it up towards the line, towards Cousins. Cousins getting a little bit of flick on it, but still bringing it out towards Mesa. Mesa getting it to Dubok. Dubok trying to get around Lakey. Lakey not letting her get around. Touching it back to Phillips, who tries to swing it out wide to Rocket. Rocket not able to get onto that touch. A little bit too far. Penguins throwing it in. The Penguins throwing it in towards Golnick, getting a punt back in towards the midfield between a 50-50 between Dubok and Phillips. And there's a little bit of a disagreement between the center ref and the Lancers.
Yeah, no, the coach head coach again. Yeah, head coach Kristen St. Clair was complaining about how this is the third time that Lily Dubok makes a tackle and yet no cards. Do you want Catherine St. Clair wants to see some cards shown to keep the game in control and nice and safe.
The Penguins trying to get the ball back right now. Klein in the middle, trying to clear the ball. 14, Phillips kicking it in towards the 18, towards Felix, who makes a run into the 18. Too slow, Tassagno right on that ball, slowing the game down, letting the Penguins move up towards the midfield. A punt towards the midfield. Finks able to get control of it. Not a good control of that ball. But now Lancers have control of the ball, trying to swing out wide. Golnick getting on the ball, touching around Carrillo, passing it towards Mesa. Mesa bringing it back to Torres, who tries to kick it up to Dubok. Dubok not able to get it. The Lancers now swinging it back to Lakey. Lakey swing it to the eastern side of the field where Clark is. Clark controlling it, bringing it up, trying to pass it to her middle player, Felix. Felix not getting a touch, rolling all the way back to Stoll. Stoll trying to kick it up all the way to Golnick, but the Lancers back line get touch of it, swinging out wide to Rocket. Rocket dribbling it, trying to bring it to number 26, Carrillo. Carrillo not getting a touch on it. Owens kicking it out.
Ooh, and what a close kick that was. That almost hit the whole booth and the whole radio station. We would have had to go down for a second there.
The Penguins not able to get control of that ball, and the Lancers now in the middle of the ball, middle of the field, but Klein able to get a tackle off of Anderson, pulling the ball near Dubok. Dubok making a run down the eastern side. That's speed. She is making a run down. Golnick in the middle of the 18, but she's not able to get in front of Kaiserson.
What a streaking run by Dubok. Once again, her speed is still there. With 29 minutes left, she still has the energy to keep running, and she ran past two or three defenders over there with just her speed. She kicked the ball away in front of her and just used that speed to chase it down.
And a Penguins substitute, number 9, Golnick coming out, and number 20, Carlson coming in. Number 28, Kaiser coming in for number 10, Torres. There was a foul outside of the 18, about, I would say, 10 yards outside of the 18 on the eastern side. Powick will be taking this kick.
And with Kayla Carlson now in, they have a little bit, they have a target man right there. She is tall and she will get to any header.
A kick by Powick right across the 18, right in front of the goal, and it will go right by the goalie and be a goal. I think it was actually a touch by Carlson. Might have been a touch by Carlson. Not sure, but it will be a goal for the Penguins.
It actually seems as though Mayza is the one who's getting all the hugs, so yeah. That may be her second goal. So that's 3 goals in 2 games for Mayza at home. This is a great run by her, a great start for the league. And now it's 3-0 with 28 minutes left for the Dominican Penguins.
A great cross by Carlson. A great cross by Powick right in front of the 18. Mayza able to get that touch around the goalie. Now the Eagles in front of the 18 trying to get around Klein able to get that ball towards Carlson, who gives it to Dubok, who lays it back to Carlson, giving it outside to Kaiser, who's making the run, but depossessed by Carrillo. Carrillo trying to kick it up towards the top of the 18, where number 20, Felix, is, but DeSanio able to get control of the ball, punching it. But number 6, Wheelon, hitting it out wide to Phillips. Phillips trying to get around Stoll, but Stoll right there, causing her to kick it out, being a Lancers throw in. Lancers throw it back to the back. And number 6, Wheelon, swing it towards Rocket. Rocket taking, I don't think a shot. I think it was more of a cross trying to get into the 18 where Cousins was. But it was too far into the 18. And the Penguins goalkeeper, Tassano, getting on it, punting it towards the middle of the field where Mayza is. Mayza trying to get control, but being pushed from behind. A little bit of a push from both sides, but it foul by Mayza on Wahlberg for an Eagles kick right a little bit in front of the half. This is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu, and we're at the women's soccer game versus Cal Baptist Lancers. It is 3-0 Penguins, and a free kick for the Lancers, who kick it into the top of the 18. The ball is up in the air. Penguins and the Lancers trying to get it, a touch on it, but the Penguins able to try to bring it out towards the outside. Stoll kicking it very far and out, so there can be a little bit of a calm period for the Penguins to try to settle down and get their shape back together.
That first goal in the first half at the end of the first half for the Dominican Penguins really, really gave them that morale boost, gave them that excitement, gave them that energy, gave them that motivation to keep going and to keep fighting to get more goals, and that's what they've done in the first 20 minutes of this second half. They scored 2 goals in 20 minutes, and they can keep doing more with this intensity that they have if they don't let it down.
And there was a sub for the Penguins. Number 14, Campbell, coming in for Finks. A switch, freshman for a freshman. And it will be a corner kick for the Lancers. The Penguins running into the box, getting ready for this ball. And the Lancers also getting ready for the ball. Not too much touching this time. A lot of just running into the ball. A good cross in, but must have been a push by one of the Lancers on one of the Penguins. So it'll be a free kick right in the box for the Penguins.
This looks like a whole new Dominican Penguin team. They are alive. They're passing. They seem like they're enjoying themselves and not struggling to make a comeback. They're in a comfortable lead, and now they can enjoy themselves and have fun and try different things. But they still have to keep their motivation, to keep their defense solid.
I agree. Definitely the Penguins doing much better today. They're calm. Lead, as you said. And it will be a throw-in for the Lancers on the eastern side. A throw by Rocket. A long throw into the top of the 18, but Klein trying to head it out. But a touch by Felix, crossing it into the 18, a little bit far on to the other side of the field. No one able to get too much of a touch on it until Campbell tries to clear it towards Dubok. Dubok not able to control it, so Phillips trying to cross it into the 18 again. Klein with the touch out towards Mesa, I believe. No, Dubok, who tried to swing it all the way up towards Carlson. But it will go out and be a Lancers throw-in. Lancers throw-in on the eastern side of the field, right at half, taking their time, trying to figure out what to do with it. I believe it was a bad throw by the Lancers. First time I've seen someone mess up a throw in a very long time.
Yeah, it's interesting because for over my high school career, I threw the ball in once, and that one time I just completely messed up and got an illegal throw, and that was the end of my throwing career.
The ball now on the far side of the field. Dubok pressuring the back line, Carrillo, causing her to kick it out, and a throw for the Penguins. A throw right outside of the 18 towards Dubok. Dubok passing it back to Owens, who crosses it right in front of the goal. Carlson trying to get a touch on that while the goalie was out, not able to do so. And the Lancers trying to bring it out, not able to do so. Carlson swinging towards Mesa. Mesa taking a shot right outside the 18, not even able to look at it. It was just a very quick shot with her right foot, but it will go right towards the goalie, Escobedo.
And that's how confident these Lady Penguins are right now. They are 3-3 up, and they are just taking shots. They're blinding, but they're still good. And you can see how Kayla Carlson has become the target man of this attacking line. They all the balls in the air are all targeted towards her because she has height and strength, and that header can maybe make a fourth goal.
A bit of a push by the Penguins near the midfield, so the Lancers will be taking a free kick. Free kick going high and up near the 18, but the Penguins able to keep the Lancers offsides. Maybe not intentionally with an offsides trap, but the Lancers were offsides on the top of the 18. So a Penguins kick by Powick. Powick hitting it towards the middle where Dubok is. Dubok able to get a touch on it, trying to get around two players right there. Wasn't able to do so. Gets depossessed, and the Lancers trying to take possession. Swing it towards the middle. Klein getting a touch on it. Not able to get a good touch on it, so the Lancers swinging out wide to Rocket. Rocket trying to get it to Lakey. Oh, sorry, Carrillo. Carrillo not able to control it. Passing it back to Rocket. Rocket getting pressured by Kaiser. Kaiser kicking it out for a throw-in for the Lancers. Rocket passing it, throwing it into Felix. Felix turning around towards the top of the 18, getting it to Carrillo. Carrillo trying to cross it into the top of the 18. Penguins hitting it out, but towards Felix. Felix swinging out to Rocket, who tries to once again hit it into the 18. She gets it towards one of her players, Martinez, who swings it out wide, and the player hits it into the 18, crossing it into the top of the 18 towards the Penguins' goal. But I believe Powick, I think it was DeGee, able to get a touch on it, clearing it out wide. out.
It was a good play by the Lancers. They had a lot of passing going on, a lot of movement. The cross was on the ground, which is a good sign, but just no one was in there for the for the little touch to go in the goal.
A throw for the Lancers on the into the 18, but Powick able to clear it all the way to half. But Schutz controlling it and swinging it out wide to Rocket. Rocket making a run out wide, passing it to Carrillo. Carrillo crossing it in the top inside of the box, and a volley by Phillips. But Phillips not able to get a good enough volley and causing it to go wide of the goal.
Once again, another great play by the Lancers. It would have been a great volley, but she just couldn't see it. She was turned around, and she, with her right foot, tried to volley it. Volleyed a little bit too high and a little bit too hard, and it went right over the goal.
There's also a substitution for the Penguins. Dubok coming out, and Lasagno, Yvette Lasagno, coming in. Fresh legs with only 18 minutes left, giving Dubok a little bit of a breather. The ball now in the back line for the Penguins on the far side of the field. Still trying to get it out, but being depossessed by Wahlberg. Wahlberg making the run on the outside, passing it back towards the corner where one of her players crosses it into the 18 towards Felix. Felix trying to take a bit of a volley shot, kind of blind and not really going towards the goal, and it will go out and be a Penguins goal kick.
The Lancers are finally waking up right here in the second half. They're finally getting some more shots on goal with eight shots on goal and only one save by the Dominican Penguins goalie. Tassano, it's been a great little couple minutes here for the Lancers, just staying up in the Dominican half and getting off a couple shots. Not all of them have been successful, but they've been on target and they've been testing the goalkeeper, Tassano.
The ball is now on the far side of the field on the Lancers side. In the back line of the Penguins, passing it around, trying to swing it up towards Cousins. Cousins able to get around one of the Penguins players, but stole right on it once again, getting in front of the attacking Lancer. The Penguins trying to bring it up towards Carlson, the top of the 18, but the goalie able to get it and punted a little bit short of half. No one able to get much of a touch on that. The Penguins now in control of the ball, swinging it back to Klein. Klein trying to kick it up towards Carlson, but Clark able to clear it out towards one of her own Lancers, towards the top of the 18, a little bit short of the 18. The Penguins getting control, swinging out wide towards Yvette. The ball now with Campbell. Campbell swinging it up towards Yvette, who's making a run down the line. The ball is a little bit too fast for her. Clark able to control the ball and get around. Lasagno running down the line now, who passes it up to Cousins. Cousins trying to cross it in towards the middle of the field. Penguins getting in front of it. Penguins getting it to Meza. Meza getting a little bit of a push by the Lancers back line.
Kelly Coffey, the Penguin coach, is yelling at the ref and asking for a foul and asking for a card, because this is the fourth or fifth time that this Lancers defense has nudged and pushed Maria Meza.
The Lancers now with the ball trying to bring it up, but it's still continuing to go back and forth between the Lancers and the Penguins. Carrillo now running down the line outside of the 18, crossing it back into the 18, and crossing it right into the back, the far side of the goal, getting right over to Sanyo, and it will be a goal for the Lancers.
What a goal. I'm pretty sure that's supposed to be a cross. She just hit it with the outside of the foot by accident, and it just curled inside into the upper left corner of the goal. Great goal. Now it's 3-1 with 15 minutes left. This is an exciting game. In 15 minutes, anything can happen. Like I've always said, anything can happen in 5 minutes, a couple minutes. As I said before in the last broadcast, a professional player scored 5 goals in 9 minutes, so anything can happen in this game. We just need to keep our heads up, and everything will be good.
That was a good cross slash shot.
Phenomenal.
Very tricky. It's hard for the goalie to judge whether that was supposed to be, you know, a shot or a cross. The Lancers now trying to bring the ball up, but hitting it out. Owens throwing it back into play towards Campbell. Campbell having to swing back to Palick in the back. He brings it out to Owens. Owens making a run, making a great cross up to Carlson. Carlson trying to get around Towson, Essa. But Carlson able to get a cross off to top of the 18 towards Lena Miller. Lena Miller getting a little bit of a head on it, but not enough of a powerful header. So we'll get possessed by the goalie. Goalie punting it up towards midfield. The ball is now up in the air. Penguins trying to get control. The Lancers trying to get control. Kaiser able to get a bit of a volley, but hitting it all the way back to the Lancers goalie. The goalie trying to get it out of her side, unable to do so. With a 50-50 between Campbell and DeGraw, but a bit of a push by Campbell. So Lancers kick on their side of the field, a little bit in front of the half line. Clark swinging out wide instead of near the 18 towards Anderson. Anderson passing it back towards Rocket. Rocket trying to give it back to Anderson, but Owens getting in front of it, tapping it out, and will be a throw-in for the Lancers.
Now the Lancers are starting to start hurrying up and making everything quick just so they don't waste any time. And now the Penguins are starting to waste time by taking their time, not picking up the ball, letting the ball roll past their players and everything. And the Lancers are just starting to hurry up so they can at least score like two more goals to get an equalizer.
The Penguins and the Lancers, a bit of just trying to kick it up and back and forth. The Lancers able to get in the 18, but a foul by one of the Lancers. But on the Penguin, Powick kicking it up towards the midfield, but it looks like it might have been a push in the back, maybe a head. Number 20 of Cal Baptist Lancers, Wahlberg, looks a little distraught. Looks like she might have got hit in the face. Not too sure. It just seemed like a 50-50 ball. Someone got nailed in the face.
She seems better. Also, remember that today's match is coming to you live from Kennelly Field at DU, where our athletic director is Amy Henkelman, here at pingradio.dominican.edu.
A 50-50 ball between Anderson and Kaiser, but Kaiser not able to get the ball, hitting it all the way back to the Lancers' back line, towards Cousins. Cousins trying to run down the ball, passing it towards her player, towards number 23, Felix. Felix is pushed by Stoll, leading to a free kick for the Lancers. It's high up, not too dangerous right now. Clark will be taking this free kick. It looks like there's going to be a substitution of the Cal Baptist goalie. Number one seems to be coming in soon. Perez coming in to play. Cal Baptist swinging into the top of the 18. Powick trying to clear it, not able to do a good clearance. So Cousins taking a shot, but hitting it wide for a goal kick for the Penguins. It looks like a substitution for both Cal Baptist Lancers and the Dominican Penguins. Dubok coming back in for Campbell. Finks coming in for Yvette Lozano.
Having a nice switch of goalies for the Lancers side, maybe it'll give them a little fresh mind, fresh perspective, fresh legs, and fresh hands. You know, they're down by two, and they can't afford to let any more goals in. So they have to choose a more solid option, maybe. And maybe Victoria Perez is the option that is the most solid.
The goalie that just came out, Escobo, maybe her mentality right now is not good right now. So this goalie switch,
uh-huh,
as you said, it might be good for a mental standpoint.
Her head might be hanging down right now.
Powick hitting the ball up towards the 18, trying to get to the Kaiser and Carlson. But Rocket able to swing out wide, to Anderson, who tries to hit it up to Coot. Coot not able to get control, but Lena getting right in there and hitting it out.
Another example of Lena Miller's use of her body. She guarded the ball and didn't let the Lancer player get to the ball, and it went out for a throw-in, and it let her team get organized and everything else.
Number 23, Felix, trying to get around two players, Klein and Finks, trying to make sure she doesn't get around, but she eventually gets fouled, so it will be a Lancers free kick. Clark once again taking this free kick. Clark hitting it on the top of the 18, the far side of the 18, going wide towards towards Anderson. Anderson tries to get it back into the 18.
It was not the best placed free kick there. It was a little behind where she should have put it, but the Lancers still got the ball back, and that's for throwing.
50-50 right now between Dubok and Schutz, but Dubok able to swing it back to Finks, who swings it to Lena in the middle. Lena hitting it out wide towards Kaiser. Kaiser making a great effort to try to keep that ball in, but will roll out for a throw-in. Rocket taking this throw. She's a pretty far throw. Trying to get it over Kaiser. Kaiser able to flick it back a little bit towards Klein, who swings it out to Owens. Owens tries to get it out. A little bit of a scramble for the ball. Miller able to get it control, giving to Danji. Danji giving to Klein. Klein passing up to Carlson, but Carlson wasn't watching the ball, so it will try to get possessed by Phillips. Phillips not doing a very good job of clearing the ball, so Dubok getting on top of that. Swinging out wide to the far side towards Finks. Finks not getting a touch on it, but the Lancers kicking it out for a Penguin throw-in. It is 3-1 right now. Penguins are up. There are 8 minutes left. Penguins with a throw-in back towards DeG trying to take a nice cross or long ball into the 18, but no one is there. Being taken by Perez. Perez kicking the ball right at midfield, but no one there. A bounce towards Klein. Klein with the head, but not able to control the head, leading to a ball towards number 6, Whelan, who is unable to control it. Ball going out. A throw-in for Rocket. Rocket throws it right at Powick. Powick switching the side, kicking it all to the other side, not able to get it to Finks. Number 7, Anderson with the ball, dribbling it, getting past Stoll, Finks, but not able to get past DeG, who gets right in front of that and kicks it out.
Great footwork by Kayla Anderson to get past Stoll and try to get a little cheeky little touch past her, but luckily the Dominican defense is there to hold her up and to get the ball away.
The Penguins try to clear it, but not doing a very good job, hitting it right towards Hernandez. Hernandez trying to dribble it up. Klein getting a tackle off of it, and the Lancers trying to swing it back into the 18, but Powick hitting it back out towards Dubok. Dubok giving it back to Carlson. Carlson not able to control it, just kind of kicking it right into one of the Lancers, causing the ball to go out towards Rocket. Rocket giving it to Coot. Coot swinging out wide to an outside player who tries to cross it into the play, unable to do so, getting it towards Kaiser. Kaiser tries to swing it out to Carlson, but it looks like one of the Lancers players is down. It looks like she's a cramp, leg cramp right now.
The heat is a major factor in this. There's been 6-7 minutes left. They've been running all game. All game has been hot. The turf makes it even hotter. And they need to keep hydrated, but this is a leg cramp that happens a lot in professional soccer games and just in general soccer games. All she needs to do is stretch it and rest a little bit, and hopefully it gets loose.
And it looks like there's going to be a lot of substitutions right now for the Penguins. Looks like Mace is going to get back on the field. Torres back on the field, and Golnick maybe three goals by both of all three of them, maybe, maybe not. And it will be a drop kick, and the drop kick will be taken by Hernandez, who swings it back to the goalie. It is a respect thing in soccer that when one of the players gets injured, you just swing it back to the goalie and let the game just restart. Tassagno kicking it up the field. Penguins not able to control it. Swinging it wide to Hernandez. Hernandez being depossessed by Kaiser. Kaiser getting in there, just making sure the ball doesn't get around her. But the Lancers still in control of the ball. Hernandez dribbling it towards the middle, passing it to number 23, Felix. Felix trying to take control. The Penguins still trying to get the ball out. Klein finally able to hit it off one of the Lancer players, causing for a throw-in for the Penguins. Looks like there'll be a sub. Number 28, Kaiser coming out. Torres coming in for her. Meza coming into the play with Lena Miller coming out. Carlson coming out for Golnick. Owens throwing it towards Golnick. Golnick able to dribble it towards the middle, passing it to Finks. Finks bringing it up to Golnick once again. Golnick controlling it, chipping it up towards Dubuck. Dubuck making an amazing run, trying to get the ball from Clark. Clark still has control, trying to swing out wide to her player, Felix. Felix not able to get in front of it for a Penguin throw-in. There will be a substitution for the Cal Baptist Lancers. Number 6, Whelan coming in for Rocket. It is a Penguins ball. A throw-in. Owens throwing it in towards Golnick. Golnick trying to get around Clark near the corner, leading Clark to hit it out, and it will be a throw-in for the Penguins. Right now, there's 4 minutes left in the game. The Penguins are winning 3-1, and this bench is now standing and making it a little bit hard for me to see the corner, seeing what's going on.
But it shows that the bench is ready to get out there for the win. Who's supporting her teammates, or the teammates that are already on the field and are ready to get this win with only 4 minutes left. It's a good game right now.
It looks like the Penguins are still controlling it right there. And Golnick trying to get a cross off, not too hard of a cross to the goalie. Perez able to get it and throwing it out wide to number 20. I believe Nishimara, who made an amazing run coming from the back, bringing it all the way to the half line. Klein getting in there and getting a foul, though, getting a touch on it, stopping her run. So I'd say that was a good play by her.
If you ask me, it was a strategic play. It was one that it was a counterattack, and the Dominican defense was not set, was not organized. Katrina Klein made that foul, and now, as you can see, the defense and the whole team is ready in the back for this foul.
The free kick going outside of the 18, but Nishimara, I believe, not able to cross it back into the play, hitting it out, being a goal kick for the Penguins. Nishimara seems to be a very fast player right now. I think the Lancers get it to her, and if the Penguins aren't ready for it, it's going to be very dangerous, even with 3 minutes left.
As I said, anything can happen in the short amount of time in this beautiful game of soccer.
A kick for the Penguins, trying to get it out, but the Lancers bring it back up to Nishimara, who's on the outside. But Deji able to depossess her, swinging it back to Owens, who tries to clear it, but it is very short of the half. Clark getting control of it, trying to pass it in the middle. Meza getting in front of it, kicking out. Clark had a little bit of too much time right there. The Lancers throwing the ball back in, but kicked back out by the Penguins.
You hear Kelly Coffey asking the AR, the assistant ref, the guy who's in the line, asking him whether or not he knows what a handball is or what the definition of a handball is. And I just find it funny because when these coach, even though there's 2 minutes left and this coach's team is winning, he's still complaining and he still wants more goals.
The Lancers now with the ball. Nishimura once again using her speed, going down the line, trying to cross it right in front of the 18 to her attacking players, Wheel and Anderson. It just barely goes by them, so Tasanya is able to pick it up, trying to get it out of their half, punting it at the half line. Dubuck trying to get this bouncing ball, but the back line for the Lancers try to hit it up. A little bit of back and forth right there, but the Lancers now have control of the ball, swinging it towards the middle. Torres right there, able to make sure no one gets a touch on that ball, hitting it towards the middle where Meza was. Meza and Lakey, I believe, were a little bit of a 50-50, a tussle. Lake pulling down Meza, and it will be a yellow card for, I want to say Lakey, but I cannot see her number from here.
I'm pretty sure it was Lauren Wahlberg, number 20, who got that foul. Once again, it was a counterattack. Good foul. The defense is not organized, and with that foul, it gave them time to set up their defense and to reorganize their whole team and their whole formation.
Powick with a short ball instead of hitting it into the 18, giving to Klein, who swings it out to Torres, towards hitting it to the top of the goal where Dubuck was, but Dubuck was a little far from the ball. The goalie Perez getting possession of the ball, punting it up towards the midfield. Penguins getting that 50-50. Torres heading it back towards the Lancers goal, but going out for a throw-in. Throw-in's thrown at Owens. Owens trying to kick it up. Owens unable to, getting it to Clark. Clark trying to get it towards the Penguins goal, but Klein right there to make sure it doesn't go past her. Klein just trying to clear it towards Dubuck, who's running after the ball right now towards the 18, getting in front of the goalie to make sure that pass back wasn't good. She got a little bit of a touch on it. Clark trying to still clear it. The Lancers trying to get it out of their half, but the Penguins still getting on top of it, making sure it doesn't go near their goal. The ball is now running down the far side of the field towards the top of the 18. The goalie having to come out and make that run with only about 35 seconds left in this game. A lot of back and forth. The Penguins just trying to clear this ball to the other side.
Penguins are just trying to kick it up and get the ball as far away from the goal as possible so they can waste time, because the Lancers are just trying way too much and they're trying to go way too fast. They're just trying to kick the ball up and see and hope for a miracle. Hope for a miracle that happens. That they get loose and free and that they can just take a shot and make it 3-2.
A sub right here. Ivy Torres coming off. And Melissa Stokely coming in, maybe not wasting time because the clock is stopped, but getting those fresh legs in there just in case there is a breakaway. Stokely might be able to get a touch on it and just clear it. It looks like it's a throw for the Penguins. The game slowing down a little bit right now. The Penguins keeping possession in the corner, letting the clock run. And it will be the end of the game with a Penguins win. 3-2-1. Dominican Penguins versus Cal Baptist Lancers. That will be the end of the game. A 3-1. A victory for the Penguins. First victory this season.
Their first win, and you can tell how excited they are. Their whole bench is ran onto the field screaming, getting excited. Mariah Meza with a great performance. Same with Katrina Klein. Meza scoring two goals in the second half, and Katrina Klein making that crucial first half goal at the end of the first half. Now it's time to keep this momentum going for the next match, and hopefully they make it once again. Today's match is brought to you by the Communications and Media Department, Media Studies Department at the Dominican University of California, right here on Penguin Radio. Our faculty advisor is Stuart Horn, and our department chair is Brad Van Alstein. What did you think of that second half?
That was a completely different Penguin, Lady Penguins I've seen.
Right, it's a completely new team. It was just alive and everything, huh?
There was no... The communication, I think, was much better this time. The back line was keeping it together. Even though there was a couple times they got through, the center backs were right there to clear it out. The passing, I think, was unbelievable at some times. The ability to just get by the Lancers.
Yeah, that one-touch passing.
And the attacking was here today. They they were here to win. The Penguins were here to win. Sometimes, you know, there was that back and forth between both of them. The Penguins kicking it towards the Lancers kicking back towards the Penguins. But in the end, the Penguins would be able to get the ball and bring it up.
Great game, great game. And now the Penguins, the whole team is doing a little run towards the stand to either to cool down and then to also thank the audience and the public for coming out and seeing and watching the game. Also, stay tuned. The Penguin men are scheduled to take the field at 2:30 today as part of our soccer doubleheader. So you want to keep it in tune all day for tons of soccer action only on Penguin Radio here at radio.dominican.edu. It's been me, Joaquin Cordero as your color commentator, and Lexi Schumacher as your play-by-play. Join us at 2:30. Thank you. Stay tuned.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. We are here at Kennelly Field, and the boys' soccer game against Cal Baptist will be beginning in approximately 8 minutes and 30 seconds. Men's Penguins will be taking on this team, the Lancers, in that amount of time, and we'll see you back then.
I hope you guys are all still tuned. We are 6 minutes away from the opening kickoff here at Kennelly Field, where the Dominican Penguins men's soccer team is playing California Baptist University Lancers at 2:30 at Kennelly Field once again. Maybe they will, hopefully, they will continue this winning streak that the girls made, winning 3-1 against the same team, California Baptist University Lancers. Enjoy and be back at in five minutes to hear the rest of the broadcast at Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.